I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious freedom and partnership bookend today's broadcast. Both are critically important to accomplishing the Great Commission, and each plays a role in the headlines. We'll explain what that means in the next couple of minutes, and we'll start today with a look at foreign policy and religious freedom. These are two terms coming together on the world stage. So, who advises on the direction? Religious and civic leaders from over 115 nations are in the U.S. this week for the second ministerial on the advancement for religious freedom, which wraps up tomorrow. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
religious intolerance is really the nexus of so many crises around the world. When you look at ISIS 5 years ago, it started as jihadist rebels attacking churches in the north of Iraq. When there was no response, they built in strength and took over an entire region.
And we all know what happened that time.
It's happening again right now in northern Nigeria, where there's been a genocide against Christians. These things start as small outcrops of religious intolerance and then blow up into massive crises that cost the world in human terms and also in economic terms.
Today, just like in the book of Acts, Christians are facing intensifying persecution all over the world for following Jesus. So pray wisdom for the leaders meeting this week and ask God to strengthen the persecuted church and that He would reveal what we can do on their behalf. In other news, terms like gender gap and wealth gap describe inequality in opportunities and income. But did you know that there's a language gap too? Deaf Bible Society's Andrea Vigil says inequality exists between spoken and signed languages.
We need to acknowledge that there has been this elevation of certain languages. Certain languages are superior. There are so many translations of the Bible in English. There is not one completed Bible translation, Old Testament and New Testament, in a sign language.
The world's 70 million deaf people use about 400 different sign languages. Roughly 30 of those sign languages have scripture portions, and only American Sign Language has a complete New Testament.
Any Christian from any language that knows God, they know Him because God speaks their language.
Written Bibles aren't enough.
One common misconception, and I think one of the biggest reasons there isn't a complete Bible translation in any sign language, is based on the assumption that deaf people can read and the gospel is fully accessible to them. And that's just completely false.
Read the report on our website to learn more and then join the conversation in our brand new Facebook group. And you've probably heard the proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. That's especially true of the Great Commission. Partnership between ministries is becoming more popular as technology makes transnational communication easier. And pooling resources often means greater gospel impact. John Podaiti says Bibles for the World was founded on this idea with the theme of nationals telling nationals the good news of Jesus Christ.
It was pretty radical, even controversial at the time, but we've come back to that same theme as we see the role that we can play in providing scriptures to strengthen the nationals as they share with their fellow nationals the gospel message.
In Nepal, for example, Bibles for the World partners with nearly 2,000 national pastors, missionaries, and evangelists to distribute God's word.
This has been really exciting to see now 2.5 million Gospels of John go out across that country.
Partnership is opening exciting doors for the gospel. Speaking of which, they need your partnership, too.
Pray that those out there working in the field in the body of Christ will just find ways to work together, to work cooperatively with a level of transparency with each other so that we can do the work more effectively and more efficiently.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things on the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to discuss these issues and more. So hop onto Facebook, type Mission Network News in the search bar, and look under the Groups tab. If you can't do it now, don't worry. We've got instructions saved at the website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.